For November month end. Zambians urged to approach the 2026 elections with civility. In international news, Cameroon's opposition continues to contest the results of the latest presidential elections. In sport, Zambia under 17 set for group decider against Brazil. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Truma. Nine candidates, including acting party president Given Luinda, have so far expressed interest in the Patriotic Front presidency ahead of the party convention scheduled for November month end. The nine all-males have validly filed in their nominations with prominent lawyer Makedi Zulu, expected to express his interest today before the nominations close today at 1700 hours. Acting Secretary General Brenda Nirinda confirmed the development, emphasizing parties' commitment to adhere to a transparent and democratic process of choosing the 2026 presidential candidate. Ms. Nirinda also underscored that the former ruling party would level playing fields for every candidate to campaign peacefully. Human rights champion and democracy specialist Gande Mwananjiti has called on Zambians to approach the 2026 elections with civility, guided by duty and responsibility, emphasizing that casting votes alone is not enough without the respect for election process. Mr. Mwananjiti stated that elections are both political and administrative in nature, and that every citizen is expected to take part in this voluntary yet unimportant act. He further guided that political parties must inspire their supporters to believe in the possibility of victory, adding that there is no greater feeling than that of fulfilling one's civic role as a citizen. In another development, the Movement for National Restoration has raised alarm over the country's current trajectory, warning that Zambia's direction is unsustainable and requires urgent action. MNR leader John Sangwa said that 61 years after independence, Zambia finds itself at a critical crossroad, with many citizens believing the nation has squandered opportunities, and is now at risk of becoming a failed state. Mr. Sangwa cautioned that the country's challenges extend beyond governance failures, warning that ordinary Zambians may soon find it difficult to survive if decisive action is not taken. He emphasized the need for unity, urging citizens to act collectively and confront the country's challenges head-on rather than remain passive observers. Meanwhile, Mr. Sangwa revealed that the MNR has embarked on an ambitious plan to mobilize 1 million Zambians by December 31st, saying it is time to move beyond rhetoric and take concrete steps to restore accountability and effective leadership.
And this is driven by the fact that we've been independent for 61 years and we have lost various opportunities as a country, and we continue to do so. And clearly the indicators are that if we continue in the same direction, Zambia is currently, of course there is a lot of debate, Zambia is currently a very fragile state. And if nothing is done, there's every reason to believe that Zambia will end up being a failed state. And our rationale of this particular movement is to bring people to this reality. Obviously, people have various opinions of their own, which is what you expect in a democracy. But the idea is that we can't just go on talking. I've spent, I'm sure you made it clear in your introduction that I always talk about governance issues. But there comes a time when you stop talking and you act. And part of that change in strategy is to try and form the movement. And the essence of the movement is to try and mobilize people, and we'll put a number to it, which is 1 million Zambians by 31st December, to mobilize them to subscribe to certain principles.
Vice President Mithali Nalumango has revealed that Zambia is currently importing more than 350 megawatts of electricity from neighboring countries to help mitigate the national energy deficit. Of the imported power, 230 megawatts is being sourced from Mozambique, 150 megawatts from South Africa, 47 megawatts from Botswana, and 27 megawatts from Zimbabwe. Mrs. Nalumango said the imports are part of the government's short-term interventions to stabilize the power supply amid increased demand. She added that alongside imports, ZESCO has also recovered 130 megawatts of electricity that was previously being exported to Namibia in an effort to boost domestic supply. The Vice President made the remarks in the National Assembly during the Vice President's question time, responding to a query from Mwembeshi Member of Parliament, Matila Damba, who sought an update on measures being implemented to address the ongoing power shortage.
And particularly, I spent time, Madam, to try and address the issue of import and export. Import of power and export. We were exporting power to different countries. Which power we have brought back? That's what I said last week. We were exporting 180 somewhere megawatts to Namibia. We have brought back 130 megawatts, honorable. 130 megawatts. We are only giving Namibia 50. We in Zimbabwe, because people say you are sending also to Zimbabwe, you are sending to Botswana, you are exporting. There is no export to Botswana as a commercial issue, export of power to Zimbabwe. What is there is paying back in Congolese by ZESCO. It is an agreement that was done through the bank, therefore it's facility.
In international news, Cameroon's opposition continues to contest the result of the latest presidential election. Presidential runner-up Issa Chiroma Bakari gave authorities a 48-hour ultimatum to release all prisoners arrested in the protests that followed the re-election of Paul Biya. In a video posted on social media on Sunday, Chiroma accused the government of state gangsterism and state terrorism. He also asked authorities to stop practices that he said include ethnic purges. Chiroma came second in the presidential election with 35.19% of the vote, finishing behind Paul Biya, who scored 53.66%, according to official results. But the opposition leader considers himself the president-elect of Cameroon. Still in international news, Sudan's military chief visited a displacement camp on Saturday, hosting people who fled the city of El Fasher after a paramilitary force captured the city. General Abdel Fattah